the business report starts with widespread problems at General Motors. The company that has been, up to now, the world's largest auto manufacturer is in bad financial shape. GM originally expected to make a profit of $2 billion in 2005, but now says that will be closer to $600 million, and some analysts even question that. The acknowledgement caused the company's stock to drop to its lowest level in more than a decade. To learn what's going wrong, we checked in, as we often do, with Paul Eisenstein, publisher of the internet magazine TheCarConnection.com.
First of all, there was the deal with Fiat. They spent $2.5 billion to get into a marriage with the Italian automaker and another $2 billion to unwind that relationship. They have market share tumbling. They were hoping to start nudging up towards the 30% mark this year. Instead, they've fallen below 25% so far this year. That's the worst performance they've had in something like three quarters of a decade.
They are currently selling, you're saying, something, maybe a little over a quarter of the cars that are sold in the U.S. market. Historically, they used to be more than half, right?
Yeah, Chevrolet alone was selling more cars, at least in a percentage of the market basis, than GM as a whole is selling today. Now, some of the divisions are doing better than others. You have Chevy, which is actually seeing some gains, and there's a chance that Saturn will start turning things around. But there's a couple of the divisions that are absolutely falling apart. Buick and Pontiac, once grand divisions, and now there's a possibility, at least according to what their vice chairman, Bob Lutz, said in New York a few days ago, that they could actually close those divisions just like they dropped Oldsmobile.
You just mentioned Bob Lutz. That's an executive who was brought in and expected to be something of a magician, somebody who would be able to turn around GM's products.
Yeah, he was the silver-haired silver bullet, former president of Chrysler Corporation, who had really done incredible things over there in the 1990s, who had gone into a semi-retirement situation. He decided to sign on with GM. He's a man who operates as much out of gut as he does out of market research, and that was critical for GM to reconnect with consumers. Bob stopped some bad projects and moved some things forward. Well, we're starting to see a lot of them hit market right now. They had one supposedly innovative vehicle, this Envoy XUV, with a strange feature, a convertible roof over the cargo compartment. These type of vehicles just are not connecting with consumers, and a lot of them are being pulled from production. The company used to be compared to a battleship, and unfortunately, they thought that they were making it a nimbler, leaner organization. But right now, it's just not turning around.
What's keeping the battleship from turning?
Well, you have an organization that has developed over the years a sort of clumsy, archaic system that doesn't seem to work very well together. You have engineers who seem to have a hard time working with designers, who have a hard time working with marketing executives and the like. Now, they're solving a lot of their problems, but it's just not happening as quickly as it should. And the problem is the competition is getting better and very quickly, particularly some of the imports like Toyota that are just dominating the market, getting great reviews. GM is fixing some of its problems. Its quality is improved. Its productivity is up. But the fact is, if they can't come up with the cars that people want, it doesn't matter how efficient their factories are. Consumers are just saying, we don't like what we see.
That's Paul Eisenstein, publisher of the internet magazine, TheCarConnection.com.